Well, thinkprogress.org is claiming that Planned Parenthood isn't selling aborted baby parts. Oh, and I love this. With a picture of women standing with pink signs saying, "Protect women's health. Stand with women." This was released yesterday at 10:51 a.m. This is thinkprogress.org. We'll get to this lunacy in just a moment. Welcome to It's a New Day on 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins here, bringing the news and headlines from a Christian perspective. You could call in at 610-539-TALK and let your voice be heard this morning, 610-539-8255. It's wonderful to have you with us. I don't know how anyone in their right mind could look at a video like the one that was released by the Center for Medical Progress and say that Planned Parenthood is not selling aborted baby parts. I mean, I would think it was pretty, but I guess logic doesn't matter anymore today. Because it's all what you want it to be. Doesn't matter what it really is or what it could be. It's what you want it to be. That's all that there is to it anymore. You don't have to go and really give yourself any truth anymore. It's all just hoopla, whatever it is. We are, let's look at this article from thinkprogress.org. They claim it's a heavily edited video. Well, of course it is. It is being released as an expose. This is, by the way, might I add, that this is not the only video that is going to be released, or the only information that is going to be released. This was part of a 2-year effort to expose this. This is the first of more releases, the Center for Medical Progress claims. But let's look at this video, article, nonetheless. Spurring a new round of controversy. Well, let's see what their reasoning is. The video, which has inspired some prominent conservatives to make direct comparisons between Planned Parenthood and ISIS, is the latest example of a coordinated effort to discredit the abortion provider by making inflammatory accusations about its services that are taken out of context. I'm sorry, I thought I understood it pretty plainly when Dr. Nucatola said that a liver and a heart and a lung could fetch a price of $30 to $100 because, after all, they're not calling them aborted baby parts. They're actually just calling them tissue specimens. That could go for $30 to $100 is really the range that you're getting at. Well, let's see. Here's a quote from the video. This is not edited. This is just a quote. "We've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm basically going to crush below. I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I could get it all intact." Well, I don't see a way around that. Unless there is something that I don't know. Again, I have not reached that era of enlightenment yet in my existence. But they claim that... Okay, so here's how they rationalize this. You ready for this logic? In the video, Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services, Dr. Deborah Nucatola, is explaining how her organization handles tissue donation from aborted fetuses. Tissue donation, that they're selling, which, by the way, is still illegal. Even if it is donated, which I would hardly believe that every case is donated, seeing as this is not something that Planned Parenthood even publicized, because, I don't know, it's illegality. Although Nucatola thought she was speaking to buyers from a biological company, she was actually meeting with actors working for an organization called the Center for American Progress, which describes itself as a group of citizen journalists dedicated to monitoring and reporting on medical ethics and advances, and has close ties to an infamous, see, this is what it's about anymore. This is all a political issue. This has nothing to do with atrocity in the depraved mind of the individuals behind this, and has close ties to an infamous anti-abortion organization, this is the words of the article, that works to discredit Planned Parenthood. Nucatola was unaware that she was being filmed. Oh, stop the presses. She was unaware that she was being filmed, so therefore, this is not legitimate. Moving on from that insightful point, the Center for Medical Progress says it has been investigating Planned Parenthood for nearly 3 years. The media contact for the new investigative video project, David Delayden, hope I'm saying that right, used to work for Live Action News. The anti-choice group, see, this is all, this has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood breaking the law. They're just conveniently ignoring that. What this has to do with is anti-choice. This is just a political issue. This is thinkprogress.org if you would like a website to go ahead and find out what the dregs of political thought are doing nowadays. The anti-choice group founded by Lila Rose that has pioneered sting operations at Planned Parenthood clinics for years. Live Action is notorious for releasing edited videos to mislead viewers about what Planned Parenthood employees are saying. Nucatola, I guess, really misled me with what she was saying. Because, you know, one thing is, you could argue that sound bites can be edited, and they most certainly can, because you do not see the video correlation, the image correlation with what is being said. But when it's a video, you can't really dispute that. Just a thought. One of Live Action's particular specialties is splicing together footage in a way that highlights abortion's gory medical details. Of course, as with any other medical procedure, listening to this is not, this, they're not even talking about the economic procurement here on the part of Planned Parenthood. This is a medical procedure. Listening to doctors talk frankly about abortion can be gross. And let your conscience not be troubled if it is, because after all, it's just tissue. This is exactly what's going on in the Center for Medical Progress's new video. Writing in Cosmopolitan, reporter Robin Marty described the video as upsetting and off-putting, particularly when Nucatola talks about the menu of fetal tissue and organs that patients may choose to donate. Regardless of the potentially upsetting medical language, however, the Center for Medical Progress's larger findings don't hold up, which would be interesting to look into. I'm already trusting thinkprogress.org so much on their reasoning here. I'm just going to have to take them at that. See, and they're all, everyone is coming out and criticizing the video. See, we're living in an age where direct evidence does not matter, because it doesn't matter what's true anymore. It matters what people want to do. That's all. No matter who it hurts, no matter what laws they break, all that matters is the ends justify the means, which the ends are, I want to do what I want to do, and no one else is going to tell me otherwise, even if that is killing an unborn baby. 610-539-TALK, the number to call. Let your voice be heard this morning. Mike Levins here. If you're joining us, thank you for joining us this morning. This story shocked the nation. Ironically enough, it is not really being reported on the day after, even though this is going to grow. Being called heinous, it is the most evil thing. I've heard other commentators draw comparison to what's his name that was here. Kermit Gosnell. Draw comparisons to Kermit Gosnell and go, why would he have body parts in jars and freezers? And well, we know why. We most certainly know why. Regardless of the potentially upsetting medical language, however, the Center for Medical Progress's larger findings don't hold up. Though the new investigation claims Planned Parenthood is, and this is, they don't hold up. Okay, what findings? They never go into that, suspiciously enough. Though the new investigation claims Planned Parenthood is profiting off the sale of fetal remains, Nucatola repeatedly emphasizes tissue donation and pushes back on the idea that her organization is selling anything in the longer version of the raw video footage, which includes more than 150 additional minutes that didn't make it into the final 9-minute version. There's one instance when she says quite directly, nobody should be selling tissue. That's just not the goal here. Well, then I don't know where the price comes from, quite frankly. And do we know that she probably was saying that one line right there? Because the idea of selling tissue, quite frankly, doesn't sell well.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today on how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
In anticipation of troubled times, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to be courageous, bold, and unswerving in his belief of God. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you listen to the news of the day, you may well be fearful of all types of things, known and unknown. But God has given us the victorious power, His Holy Spirit to communicate the truth, and the spirit of confidence and faith. We should not sit back nor cower. Instead, we must press on for the truth. We must declare our relationship with Jesus Christ and the transforming power of the gospel. As Paul said, "Because of what God has done for us, don't be ashamed of being called a Christian. Wear the name of Christian with humility, grace, and power." I'm Sam Rohr saying, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us stand for Christ and with Christ no matter the cost."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Call it what you will, selling of body parts is prohibited by federal law for up to 10 years in prison or five. I think the fine is up to $500,000. I may need the exact figure on that. Welcome to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL with Mike Levins. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. See, now all of this Planned Parenthood business is just about tissue donation and how those who are opposed to it are fighting against a straw man. See, this isn't about selling of fetal baby body parts. This is about tissue donation. That's the new story. That's the new spin on this. Folks, here's what we know. We know that Planned Parenthood is exchanging for some monetary value heart, lung, liver. We know that there are procedures during an abortion to preserve these body parts. We know that the price range for exchange of these parts is $30 to $100, according to Dr. Nucatola's own mouth. We know that there are partial birth abortions that are used to preserve specimens. Now, call it what you want. You want to call it tissue donation? I can't stop you. No one can. But that there is still an exchange for some monetary value. See, because now this is all about medical practice. This isn't about something that's illegal. In fact, under the guise of tissue donation, one could argue Planned Parenthood is trying to circumvent the law that is on the books, which specifically prohibits the sale of aborted fetal body parts, specifically in that language. Prohibits the sale. Aborted baby fetal body parts. Call it what you will. But Planned Parenthood can call it tissue donation to try to circumvent breaking the law. Are we going to let them do that? But we're apparently fine with it. According to thinkprogress.org, we're just taking this whole thing out of context. One of the greatest atrocities of our time is apparently taken out of context. And this is all about tissue and research, which no research, no credible scientific advance has been made from the study, otherwise it would have been published. From the study of these parts, the utilization of these aborted fetal baby body parts, it's absolutely insane. It's insane that this argument would be made. That, in fact, this has nothing to do with breaking the law. It is just tissue donation. I just don't. It's one of the most evil things I've ever seen, and this is how we're justifying it. This is how we are justifying it, unfortunately. And what are we, and I asked this question the other day, what are we wanting to pass down to our children? You know, we can go ahead and find out what God says about this. We want to be real truthful with ourselves. We want to go ahead and get rid of all the spin and all the lies and people taking things out of context. Okay, all right. I see. I will go ahead and give you the scripture in context. Won't be out of context. Here we go. Let's go to Leviticus 18. Here's our scripture of the day. You ever hear? I've talked about him before. Molech, ancient idol. In the region of Canaan that Israel was going to conquer because the people were evil. Now, what does that look like? Well, their god, Molech, was sacrificed to by offering, think of how selfish this is, children, your own children, to die in order that you may be fertile and have good crops. Think about how selfish that is. Leviticus 18:21. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. Something that would profane God's name if one of his people sacrificed to Molech and therefore even guilty of murder. I am the Lord. You want to know what God really thinks about this? You want to know what he really thinks of a baby in the womb? Knitted you in your mother's womb. There Where does life start if not from the womb? Can anyone demonstrate where life starts if not from the womb? Then where? When the baby physically moves outside the woman's body, apparently. That's the logic that we're dealing with here today. When the baby moves outside of the woman's body, then it ceases to become just a blob of tissue, as all of these Planned Parenthood defenders would have you believe, which can then be butchered and sold, I'm sure, to the highest bidder. And we're not going to hold them accountable for the fact that they're breaking the law. We're not going to hold them accountable because it's all in the name of medical progress and women's choice. Women's choice, it would seem, to profit. Now, there is no evidence of women directly profiting from their quote-unquote donations. I'm sure all of those are taken in happily by Planned Parenthood. Because we know that the real reason that they're doing this is so that they are able to make money, in the least, off of abortions, and make money off of the sale, as abhorrent and as much of an atrocity as it is. Not to mention illegal. I say that again. This is illegal. I don't care what they call it. It is illegal. Punishable by 10 years into prison or a fine of $500,000. And there are still defenders. Because at the end of the day, it's what I want to do, not what is right. It's merely what I want to do. That trumps everything. Everyone wants to do what they want to do, and God help you if you want to get in the way of them doing it, because now you just don't understand. You don't think in a progressive way. Thinkprogress.org being the article I was reading before. Other entities, MSNBC article here, which is trying to explain the video, despite how evident it is on its own. See the video yourself. What do you think? 610-539, talk the number to call. 610-539-8255. I haven't seen, ever since the conception of the abortion debate, is something as atrocious as this.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Heading for American soil, one of the soccer officials charged in the massive FIFA probe.
Handed over to American police officers to fly from Zurich to New York. We don't know which suspect this is, but he's the only one who's agreed to be extradited. US prosecutors have indicted 14 people in total, alleging a corruption scandal dating back decades at soccer's governing body involving $150 million of bribes.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen. A spokesman for former President George H.W. Bush says he's doing okay after breaking a bone in his neck at his summer home in Maine. Bush spokesman Jim McGrath tweeting last night,
"His condition is stable. He is fine, but he'll be in a neck brace." Over the last 2 years, the 41st president, the nation's oldest living president at 91, has been hospitalized twice in Houston, once for a stretch of almost 2 months.
Fox's James Rosen, Fox News. We report, you decide.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Geer with today's Family Update. At last year's December meeting, the Pennsylvania Family Institute Board of Directors decided to hire an additional constitutional attorney for our Independence Law Center to join in the fight for religious liberty and the sanctity of life. It was a step of faith because it means we need to bring in additional financial support to accommodate the growth. But it was also a very timely decision because the attacks on religious liberty for individuals, churches, and ministries are growing by the day. And that's why I'm so glad that attorney Jeremy Samick has joined our chief counsel, Randy Wenger, on the Independence Law Center team. They're here to help you and all Pennsylvanians fight for religious liberty. Please consider helping us financially with a generous, tax-deductible contribution.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Being considerate and generous towards the needs of others is important to God. From Scripture, we know that God loves a cheerful giver.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. Blessing others can be a great motivation for us to consistently save and invest. Over the years, I have worked with many believers like you to help them develop a plan that allows them to give generously, save responsibly, and spend wisely.
For solid biblical financial planning, call MFB Wealth Management at 215-723-8999. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Also on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, that number was right, $500,000. That is the fine, or 10 years in prison, for selling, here's the language, aborted parts from an aborted baby. Commercial traffic is punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000. 42 U.S. Code 289G-2. If you would like to know, 42 U.S. Code 289G-2. I am looking at the video that is shown, the recording of Dr. Nucatola letting us know of what's going on, because all these other articles claiming that the video is heavily edited and that this is not really the case, that they're not selling, that this is all about tissue donation, that's all a bull-faced lie. Yes, it is. It's the lie of our day, isn't it? Well, here, I'll just, because here, I'm looking at quotes here. They actually show you in the video a actual tissue order form where you could order the number of specimens. You could select the gestational range. And what they selected was 18 to 20 weeks. You could select shipping options, which include FedEx. And this is a specimen order form. You actually choose what kind of tissue. What kind of tissue you want. The sample type, marked at the top. Fetal. This is illegal. This is illegal, folks. It's on the books. We're going to let them get away with murder, I guess. Are we? See, let me just read you Let me just read you a quote here from the video. Every provider has had patients who want to donate their tissue. This is Dr. Nucatola speaking. And they absolutely want to accommodate them. They just want to do it in a way that is not perceived as, quote, this clinic is selling tissue. This clinic is making money off of this. They don't want to do it in a way that's perceived that way. So when talking about a price range, Dr. Nucatola responds, saying, you know, I would throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100 per specimen, depending on the facility and what's involved. I see these people are defending evil. The buyer even responds, the $30 to $100 price range, that's per specimen that we're talking about, right? And Dr. Nucatola responds, per specimen, yes. These people are defending evil. There's no way to defend this. There's no way to defend this. Even continuing the conversation, how much of a difference can that actually make if you know kind of what's expected or what we need? Because remember, the people in this video are posing as buyers from a biologics company. Dr. Nucatola responds, it makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver. So you have Dr. Nucatola on tape saying, confessing that Planned Parenthood is selling fetal body parts. They just call them specimens, and they do it under the guise of tissue donation. Forget about the part that it's breaking the law. Forget about the part that they are profiting off of the bodies of babies. Forget about that. We don't want you to think about that. Anyway, That's the latest of what's coming out. These people who are defending this video, quite frankly, they're defending evil. There's no way to get around this. They are defending evil, and they are complicit, I would say, even with Planned Parenthood, to the extent of the crimes that they're committing. You could call 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, the number to call. It angers me, quite frankly, because of the atrocity that is exposed in this video so plainly that people still defend it. That offends me. You want to know something that should offend you? That should. Well, there was a... It seems that now something else has gone into the president's agenda. Obama is going to be... I'm sorry, not the president, the king. Something has gone into his agenda. He is going to look at reforming drug law. That's right. I'm looking at a MSN.com Associated Press article. President Obama, and they make him sound so noble. President Barack Obama's push. I'm sorry, King President. Forget the president part. King Barack Obama's push for a fair justice system is literally sending him to prison. That sounds so noble, doesn't it? As part of a week-long focus on inequities in the criminal justice system, Obama will meet separately Thursday with law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders who are paying their debt to society at the El Reno Federal Correctional Institution, a medium security prison for male offenders near Oklahoma City. The goal is usually to keep people with criminal histories far away from a president, not to put a president in their midst. It talks about the security of such an endeavor. No one really cares about that when you're talking about reforming the justice system. Quote, this is from the president, I'm the king. If you're a low-level drug dealer or you violate your parole, you owe some debt to society. You have to be held accountable and make amends, Obama said in a speech at the NAACP's annual convention this week, but you don't owe 20 years. You don't owe a life sentence. That's disproportionate to the price that should be paid. Now, to put this in context, I have pulled up some laws for drug use in Southeast Asia. And if you do not know, the laws against drugs in Southeast Asia are some of the strictest in the world. Now, why is this? Because they are a hotspot for narcotics production. This is from goseasia.about.com. This is if you are planning on traveling to Southeast Asia, you should be aware of some general unsolicited advice. This article says, don't bring your personal stash with you. Remember, don't bring your pot with you because of the harsh punishments here. Let's go ahead and look at Cambodia. The death penalty was abolished in Cambodia, but punishment for just having a controlled substance on your person ranges anywhere from 5 years to life in prison. But the enforcement apparently is lax. Marijuana consumption is part of the cultural fabric. Hard drugs are hard to come by. Indonesia, drug laws prescribe the death penalty for narcotics trafficking and up to 20 years in prison for marijuana offenses. Simple possession of Group 1 drugs results in prison terms of 4 to 12 years. In communist Laos, the revision of drug code raised the maximum penalty for drug offenses from 10 years imprisonment. The law calls now for death by firing squad for those found guilty of possessing more than 500 grams of heroin. Laos is part of the, quote, golden triangle of opium poppy production in Southeast Asia, and business shows no sign of slowing down. According to a new UN Office on Drugs and Crime report, opium poppy cultivation in Myanmar and Lao PDR rose to 63,800 hectares in 2014 compared to 61,200 in 2013, increasing the eighth consecutive year and nearly triple the amount harvested in 2006. Malaysia, long jail sentences and heavy fines are mandatory for suspects caught with a controlled substance. In the Philippines, there's a moratorium on the death penalty. It's good news. But the minimum sentence is 12 years for possession of 17 ounces of illegal drugs. Singapore, I could go on and on. Now, why is this? Because they know that in the Golden Triangle, that these drugs are destroying the fabric of their societies. And they have these harsh laws on the books. Now, am I arguing the death penalty should be used for drug abuse? No. Am I arguing life in prison even should be used for drug abuse? No. Am I arguing that we need to think first before we talk about abolishing all drug use as being illegal? Absolutely.
Come join the newly forming Kiwanis Club. We will be meeting at the East Norriton Panera Bread on Germantown Pike. Kiwanis Club is focused on helping children in the community. Our next meeting will be held July 23rd, beginning at 7:30 a.m. in the community room. For more information, please contact Jen Vare at jvare8@yahoo.com. Please join us. Hope to see you there.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the costs if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Henge of the Henge Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Henge at 215 515-704-6385.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You know, there was a story that came out a little while ago that's about Johnny Depp and his wife apparently being charged in Australia for smuggling their Yorkshire Terriers. I don't know if they're Yorkshire Terriers, is it? Is there another kind of terrier? I don't know. But apparently they're being charged with smuggling those into Australia. And get this, you want to talk about insane criminal charges. Importation charges carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a fine of basically equivalent to $75,000 of U.S. currency. And apparently they're being charged with false documents as well. That's a lesser charge. It carries a penalty of up to 1 year in prison and a fine of $10,200 Australian dollars. And this all came up in May. He's filming his fifth movie, Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't believe they're making another one of those. And he is filming. I liked the first one. The ones after that to me were kind of meh at best. But Australia has some very strict quarantine regulations to prevent disease from coming into their shores. Looking at an AP article here. But they are doing this because, quote, if we start letting movie stars, even though they've been the sexiest man alive twice, to come into our nation with pets, then why don't we just break the laws for everybody, Joyce said at the time. It's time that Pistol and Boo, which are the names of the terriers, by the way, buggered off back to the United States, said in such Australian fashion. Now, a real case scenario, there may be able to be a fine levied instead of imprisonment. That's probably what's going to happen. But interesting nonetheless, Johnny Depp and his wife undergoing that right now in Australia. And we'll see what happens as far as that case goes. Now, you know, back to drug laws. So the president being painted now as the benevolent king will be the first president that will actually go into a medium security prison. Quote, he said, mass incarceration makes our country worse off, and we need to do something about it, he said. Overly harsh prison sentences, particularly for nonviolent drug crimes, are to blame for doubling the prison population in the past two decades. 500,000 people were behind bars in 1980, a figure that has since quadrupled to its current total of more than 2.2 million inmates. Obama has expressed hope that Congress will send him legislation to address the issue before he leaves office in 18 months. Given the level of interest in the issue among Republican lawmakers and presidential candidates. Senator Rand Paul's pushing to restore voting rights to nonviolent felons who have served their sentences. Everything is a right today. Even if you've committed a felony, you still should have a voting right. You know, voting rights were not always a right. Right privilege, that's the long debate as to what it should be. Number to call, 610-539-TALK. You could call and let your voice be heard this morning. But let's look at, you know, here would be an interesting thought. Here would be a very interesting thought. What are the, let's look. Why not? I'm intrigued. Are you intrigued? Well, let's see here. Oh, that was some years ago. Well, what we'll have to do is we'll have to get some statistics for you. But I'll let you know that when it comes. But you know, we were talking about drug laws in Southeast Asia, how harsh they are. You know, we're talking in Vietnam, you get the death penalty for possession of heroin in quantities larger than 1.3 pounds gets you a mandatory death sentence. Now, am I saying that that's something we should do? No. Am I saying that we should even put people in prison for life for drug offenses? No, I'm not saying that. And I read through a whole list, and we're talking some of them at least 5 years or at least 10 years or 12 years for a minimal drug offense. We're talking 17 ounces of marijuana. Southeast Asia is part of the Golden Triangle, which is a hotspot for narcotics. Part of the reason why their laws are so harsh, because drugs are such a problem in Southeast Asia. I would love to know what their actual rates of drug use are. They were made in response to heightened. I guarantee you it's nowhere near where the problem was for them to enact such laws, because it destroys the fabric of society. And if this, see, this isn't about the effects of drugs, and this is what it should be about. You know, I grew up in the era where we had the DARE program, we had the GREAT program, where it was all against drug abuse. Marijuana was described as the gateway drug. Now marijuana is described as a recreational right. What a big change in 10 years, right? Marijuana was described as the gateway drug when I was in school to harder drugs like cocaine and heroin. And no one is talking about in this whole debate with lightening drug sentences the effects that drugs have on a society. Do you know how much this causes us to pay as Americans? Do you realize that, you know, I'm looking at, here is just an interesting article here. Drug facts. Understanding Understanding Drug Abuse and Addiction. Here's some nationwide trends here. Illicit drug use in the United States has been increasing. In 2013, an estimated 24.6 million Americans aged 12 or older, 9.4% of the population, had used an illicit drug in the past month. This rose 8% from 2002. 8%. We're talking a 33% increase. 33% increase since 11 years. The increase most likely reflects a recent rise in the use of marijuana, the most commonly used illicit drug. Marijuana use has increased since 2007. There were 19.8 million current users, about 7.5% of people aged 12 or older, up about 6% from 2007. Use of most drugs other than marijuana has stabilized over the past decade or has declined, which we haven't even gotten into the effects that marijuana has and the medical effects that are debated, or what we already know. It basically, if you're smoking marijuana at a developmental age, it will lower your IQ. That is a fact. But yet we still want to smoke it as recreational. See, this whole drug debate shouldn't be focusing on, well, we should lower sentences so that they're not so harsh. While that may need to happen, it may even be necessary. See, what it really should focus on is the truth behind drug use.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The accused gunman in the Charleston church shooting is due in court this morning, a month after the massacre that killed nine and ignited a Confederate flag backlash. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown with more live.
And Lisa, Dylan Roof, who police say admitted to being the gunman who shot and killed nine people inside Charleston's Mother Emanuel AME Church, including the pastor, will be back in front of a judge. He's expected to be indicted on nine counts of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted murder for the victims who were wounded or who escaped harm. The judge is also ordering all police reports and 911 calls be sealed, though press organizations are planning to argue against it. Roof is suspected of racial motivations for the attack, Lisa.
Eben, it'll be day two of deliberations for the jury deciding whether James Holmes was insane when he opened fire in a Colorado movie theater. If there's no verdict today, they come back Monday, exactly 3 years since Holmes killed 12 and injured 70. Former President George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital after falling at home in Maine. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
The 41st president took a spill yesterday at his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine, and broke a bone in his neck. Doctors at Maine Medical Center have fitted the 91-year-old with a neck brace to protect the fragile area while he heals. He's in stable condition. Bush, who suffers from a form of Parkinson's disease, was in the hospital this past December for shortness of breath. In 2012, he was hospitalized for 2 months for a bronchitis-related cough. In spite of his health issues, he celebrated his 90th birthday by skydiving. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. For the first time since World War II, Japanese troops would be allowed to fight overseas. And that's sparking angry protests after Japan's lower house of parliament approved two bills on the issue yesterday. The upper house votes today. Prime Minister Abe supports it. You're listening to Fox News Radio.
fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Crews slogging through knee-deep mud in flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky. A third body found yesterday.
22-year-old was discovered on a creek bank not far from the mobile home where he lived. Several others remain missing, including a 34-year-old man who was swept away while trying to save his grandmother.
Fox Radio's Joe Chiaro, five people in all still missing or unaccounted for. A huge military exercise gets underway in the southwestern U.S. under some watchful eyes.
Conspiracy theories started to swirl over Operation Jade Helm, an eight-week-long military exercise in states across the Southwest after a map surfaced months ago that labeled Texas as hostile territory.
I'm really not worried about it personally. I don't think it really affects me, but I do have customers that come in that, you know, wondering about it, wondering what's going on.
Melissa Kitchens owns the Main Street Cafe just outside Austin in Bastrop, where some civilian groups suspicious of the military exercise are now also patrolling the area to keep an eye on things, while the Pentagon says the weeks of special operations training is just an exercise and poses no threat to anyone. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
It was billed as better than Black Friday, Christmas in July, for Amazon Prime subscribers, aimed at boosting membership in the $99 a year program.
But some customers thinking the sales weren't good enough. One manager of a branding firm saying the move feels off-brand for Amazon. Still, the company Chattel Advisor, which tracks sales of third-party sellers, said sales jumped 80% compared with the same day a year ago in the U.S. and 40% in Europe.
Fox Radio's Lisa Lacera. One of seven officials arrested in Switzerland in soccer's corruption scandal is now in the U.S., arriving by police escort yesterday, the only one who didn't challenge extradition. Dow futures are higher. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
In anticipation of troubled times, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to be courageous, bold, and unswerving in his belief of God. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you listen to the news of the day, you may well be fearful of all types of things, known and unknown. But God has given us the victorious power, His Holy Spirit to communicate the truth, and the spirit of confidence and faith. We should not sit back nor cower. Instead, we must press on for the truth. We must declare our relationship with Jesus Christ and the transforming power of the gospel. As Paul said, "Because of what God has done for us, don't be ashamed of being called a Christian. Wear the name of Christian with humility, grace, and power." I'm Sam Rohr saying, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us stand for Christ and with Christ no matter the cost."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.